WBDG Indianapolis, Giant 90.9.
He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Get ready to take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session once again for the 1,214th time for 2018. You're not. My name is Emerson, and guess what? I'm back on the air. I can't believe it. And guess what? I got the awesomeness. The awesomeness. Is that a word, Dr. Lutz? Is that an awesomeness?
Well, I think you're making that one up, but we'll go with it.
I got the awesomeness. Yeah. The awesomeness. Dr. Jeff Butts, that's my guest. I'm just so happy because you know why? It's the reason why. 10,000 reasons, but we're going to go on to every reason why I'm happy to be on the radio. I need more coffee, but I'm just so excited to be back on the airways. You just don't know. You just don't know. I got a brand new producer. Put on your seatbelts. Get your coffee. Get some aqua. Okay, that's water for your coffee.
Caesar,
my man. Put the magic button. Nah, you know what that is? Do you know what the magic button is?
Yeah, I know.
Put the magic button. Push the magic button. Yeah. Yes, he's been pranked by Mr. Easter. I love it.
Emerson, what season is this for you?
Pardon me?
What season
Oh, gosh. Wow. We started in 2003. Mr. Easter, what? Do the math. Woo.
So Caesar? Is this your 15th year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's, I really take off my hat, and I really took off my hat literally to the superintendent, the school board, the principals, all the superintendents for allowing me this opportunity, because I'm a parent, grandparent, uncle, you know, brother, and my kids went through the system in Wayne Township, and I'm just so happy that you allow me. I mean, you allow me to interact with these young people on the airways of Giant 90.9. That is huge.
Well,
I appreciate that.
You know, 15 years of service to this radio show, bringing to the airwaves of the West Side all the information about the school district. You had, as mentioned, so many amazing guests, both inside the district and outside the district. And it's just what a great opportunity to enrich this program. This is, you know, the second high school radio station that was created here in Indiana and has been going strong. So you're a huge part of that, Emerson.
Well, I appreciate it. I like the opportunity and appreciate it. I really don't take it for granted. And Caesar, yes. Welcome.
Thank you.
Producer. Hey, 15th season. I've had about 17, 18 producers, because a couple of years we had two producers. Mm-hmm. And so are you ready for the hot seat? Are you really ready for the hot seat?
I'm really ready.
You just don't know. Because you think, folks hear my voice, but this is a student-produced radio show. And my students have input. And when my students aren't in the school, I'm not on the air.
Right.
It don't happen.
Now, this radio station is run through Area 31, which is a cooperative of 11 different schools. Caesar, are you a Ben Davis student? You're from another school?
Yes, I'm from Ben Davis.
Yeah. What year in school?
Junior.
Gonna be a junior. Yeah. Actually, you are a junior.
Yeah, I'm a junior. Yeah,
we're over a week into school. You're a junior.
All right, so I always ask this question. Where are you going to go to college? Where are you going to go?
I'm not sure. I'm thinking maybe...
What you say?
ISU.
Oh, I thought that was...
ISU or UND.
You'll find out. When students say, I'm not sure, or I don't know, I'll tell you, I'm coming to your house. I'm going to eat your food until you decide what college you're going. Because you got to go. You got to go to secondary education. I'm just saying, you got to go either college. Dr. Bush, you got to go to college. You got to go to trade school. You got to do something past high school.
You know, one of the greatest things that I've heard as of late is actually came from Wendy Skibinski, who is our director of college and career readiness, and she talks about the three E's.
Okay.
You either have to enlist, enroll, or employ. And so we, our students do those three things. We have our students who are going into the military and serving our country. We have those students who are going right off to college, either a 2 or 4 year or to a trade school. And we have those students who are going right into the workforce. And so programs that we have throughout the district, like Area 31, where our students are getting industry certifications and credentials that are able to go directly into the workforce for those high wage, high demand jobs. Mm. Absolutely phenomenal. Our BDU program, where we have students who are earning their associate degree, Ben Davis High School, which is a comprehensive and preparing students for all aspects of life. It's just a great place to be, Emerson.
I'd like to add one more E to that. Emerson. If you don't know the importance of staying in high school and the importance of going to college and secondary education, ask to Emerson. And y'all know my story. I went, my hometown, Terre Haute, went through, we had five high schools. I went through four of them. 1 year, a whole year, no credits. Second year, kicked out for fighting. Third year, I quit that school. I would have been in the first graduating class of North Vigo High School if I would have stayed in school. Mm-hmm. I was a knucklehead, Dr. Butts. A knucklehead.
Well, you know, and life gets in the way, Emerson. You're a perfect example of that, that sometimes life happens. And, yeah. You know, we make decisions at different points in our lives for whatever reason and for whatever's going on. But the great thing about Wayne Township and opportunities that our students have here is even though they may make those decisions that takes them off of their pathway for a period of time, they can get right back in. We have opportunities for students to come back in Ben Davis Extended Day. We have the Achieve Virtual Education program. We have all different types of programs for our students to continue to get back on track, stay on their pathway, earn their high school diploma. Our adult education program is just exploding, and we're working right now with the city of Indianapolis. We should know here in the next couple months to expand opportunities for our adults to come back to get additional trainings through a partnership with Area 31 and the adult education program, so that adults in the Wayne Township community and our surrounding communities can get some additional training so that they can improve their quality of life, improve their opportunities for employment, and just really exciting. And that's happening because we're utilizing TIF dollars that are coming from the airport.
Okay.
It took us a long time to finally get the bonds paid off for the United Maintenance Facility, which the airport has recently done. And that allows some additional monies to be able to be utilized by the city now that they're not being utilized to pay those bonds. And so we've asked that we be able to gain some of those dollars that because they're being generated here in the township by property inside of the school district and on the west side. And we want to utilize that to help our adults to get better job opportunities.
That makes so much sense. One day, I like to, I mean, shameless plug on myself. I love to speak to those individuals, either going into that class or coming out of class, maybe a graduation class, to understand the really importance of the high school education and the importance of going on from there, because it is huge. I mean, it's tough enough with a degree, and you already know this. You talk to students. It's tough enough with a degree to get a job in the workforce, but without that degree, wow, it is just so much tougher just with a high school diploma.
Well, especially in this economy. We know that you know, our economy currently is strong, and anybody who wants to work is working. They're being able to find jobs. It may not be the job that is their first choice, but there are opportunities for anyone out there. That's why our unemployment rate is so low. And so that makes it an additional challenge, which also just emphasizes that the more training you have, the more education you have, the better opportunities you're going to have to get those jobs that you really desire.
Speaking of jobs, how long you been superintendent now?
I'm in my eighth year, believe it or not. It doesn't seem possible. It does not seem possible, but I am in my eighth year. We had our my ninth opening day celebration just last week when we welcomed all 2,300 staff members back into the 2018-19 school year.
What was the theme?
The theme was Know Your Why. And Simon Sinek's work is something that I've been studying over the last year or so. And, you know, we all know our what. Our what is what we do. I'm superintendent of schools. I'm an educator. But getting to your why is what motivates us each and every day. It's what keeps us grounded. It's what allows us to continue to be our best and to strive to be our best. And so we just challenged everyone to know their why they do what they do. Sometimes life gets so busy and so hectic that we forget about why we first went into, why we wanted to work with children, why we wanted to be service minded and to give back. And so that was our why. We did a little bit of a dance during that opening day. We had all of the administrators, Ben Davis High School choir director, assistant choir director Jericho Hughes, also a Ben Davis alum, was kind enough to put together a choreographed dance for us to several songs that people recognized and several dance moves that we think we may have pulled them off. We had some variation of those popular dance moves by our administrators. But, you know, one of the great things was teachers and staff members across the district had an opportunity to put those on their phone. They filmed those, and one of those was picked up by national media.
Okay.
And I looked this morning. It has 1.6 million shares, or views, rather, 1.6 million views on Facebook from that dance. And that, you know, while people may not necessarily know exactly where we are, those 1.6 million people, what a great opportunity for us to promote the excitement and the great things that are happening here in Wayne Township.
With our kids, and you see so many of our kids, even elementary, the middle school, and the high school. This is your eighth year. So I'm gonna put you on the hot spot for a second, and then you can answer any way you want to answer,
because
you're superintendent. The little kids versus the big kids,
mm-hmm.
and I'll just say it. Where do you feel the? Okay, they're all hot, but the hottest, the warmest in your heart. Who gets you? Who gets you? Who gets Dr. Buston that like? Oh man, this is who gets you.
You know, Emerson, and this is my 13th year in the district because I was 5 years as assistant superintendent for secondary schools, and I'll tell you, I'm a secondary guy. I taught at a high school when I first got into education. I was middle school principal for 10 years, and so the secondary level, 6 through 12, mm-hmm. 7 through 12 in Wayne, is really where I spent the majority of my time. But I will tell you, I don't know if my heart's big enough, but each one of our levels has mm-hmm. a special place in my heart.
Okay.
When I go to the preschool and see our youngest scholars, 3, 4, and 5 year olds, and the things that they're learning there, and the experiences that they're having at Wayne Township Preschool and the Giant Preschool here at Area 31, just absolutely amazing. Those little scholars are just incredible. And to sit down and read to them and have them crawling all over you, and you know, they all want to tell you stories about their dog and their sister and their mom, and just what a great opportunity for that. And then I go into my elementary schools, and you know, I mentor in the host program, and I have every year that I've been here. And this year I'm working with 2 second graders. I have not met them yet because host has not begun, but working with those 2 students and getting to see the elementary students when I go into those buildings, just best way to start my week. And I do it every Monday morning and get a chance to help them to become better readers. Junior high kids, love them to death. That's why I was a middle school principal for 10 years. But boy, adolescence is a tough thing to work through. It was tough as a young person, and it's tough to watch them go through that too. But that's what I love about them. I think it has something to say about my personality that I love that age group. And I love working with those people who are moving from childhood to young adulthood and just trying to figure out what that means and all the hormones and things that are involved with that. You know, and then I get to work with the high school students. And our high school students at Ben Davis High School, University High School at Achieve, amaze me every single day. When I get a chance to talk to them, the things that they're passionate about, the things that they are that they think about and process through, and that they're developing through mm-hmm. capstones and other things that they're working with in their classrooms and with their teachers, just amazes me. And then at the end of the year, when I get to watch them walk across the stage and shake the hands of 1,200 seniors that are graduating and having an opportunity to move on to one of those 3 E's, that's the culmination of 13 years of working with amazing staff members across the district. And so to see our students walk in at 3 years old and leave at 18 or 19 is just incredible. And we talked about the adult education program, and I can't go without mentioning that place in my heart, because to see those adults who, for whatever reason, didn't follow that pathway that gave them the quality of life that they wanted, took the time. And it as you know, once life happens, once you start having a family and once you start having a job and your mortgage and car payment and all of those things, taking time off to go back to school is hard because you have to make that commitment. And these adults do that. They're still working. They're still going through life. They're still raising children. They're still doing all of those things. But yet they're taking that time out in addition to come back and help themselves to get that that graduation equivalency diploma that they didn't get when they were 18 or 19 years old.
Wow.
And so seeing the commitment that they have and hearing the stories, oh my gosh, the stories that they have about why they came back and the struggles and how proud they are to have that accomplishment, that's, you know, all I need to do is think about those things every single morning and I'm ready to go.
Who needs coffee? Just the kids. We're talking with Dr. Jeff Buston, superintendent. Metropolitan School District, Wayne Township. We're going to take about 30 seconds to clear the board. I got some more stuff and things to talk about. Come on back to me and talk to us about school talk and stuff. Take about 30 seconds. Come on back. So we're going to come on back.
Celebrating a baby's first year is a big moment, but sadly, not all infants make it to that milestone. I'm Tammy Silverman with the Indiana Youth Institute. Data shows Hoosier infants are more likely to die within their first year than any other infants. And Indiana's black babies die at rates twice as high as white infants. The American Academy of Pediatrics recommends parents meet with a pediatrician to establish a medical home before baby arrives. Parents-to-be can even download a new app from the state called Live for free prenatal care alerts and pregnancy-related text messages, ensuring families have access to care, critical information, and a network of support can save lives for generations to come. This Kids Count Minute is a message from the Indiana Youth Institute. For more parent tips, visit iyi.org/kids. Kids Count!
Yeah, that's awesome.
Welcome back to School Talk. We're talking to the superintendent of Wayne Township School. I want to give a shout out real quick to Ashley and Zach of Iron Valley Barbell. There are some healthy young people. I'm going to get them on the show to talk about health and stuff, because this year I want to help folks have a better life. And I met Ashley and Zach last night, and they own a company called Iron Valley Barbell. And there's just nice people. And I'm going to talk about nice people this year, like Dr. Butch. He's a nice people. He's just a nice person. So he's also, push the magic button, because Dr. Butch is also the president of the Indiana Association of Public Schools. Congratulations.
Thank you, Emerson.
It's
been certainly been an honor and a pleasure, and I appreciate that my colleagues around the state trusted me enough to elect me as president and give me the opportunity to serve not only Wayne Township schools, but schools across the entire state. And it's been a wonderful opportunity to advocate down at the State House, to work with our General Assembly, to work with our State Board of Education and our Department of Education as we are working on the graduation pathways, which were just approved by the State Board in July. And so now we are working on implementing those here at Ben Davis High School and Ben Davis University High School, so that we can get to make sure our class of 2023, this year's eighth graders, are going to be on that new pathway and can graduate on time.
That is awesome. Well, folks, I'm going to do something real quick. I'm going to jump on something that I don't normally do a lot of, but I'm going to go Facebook Live right now, because I want the folks to understand something, that this man right here who's on Facebook Live is the greatest superintendent in all the world. Push the magic button. That's our applause button, folks, on the radio. You can't hear that out there. But Dr. Butch, I am folks that don't know. No, but I do got a question for you. Okay, you're a dad.
I am a dad.
You're a husband.
I am.
You're someone's son.
I am.
All right, you're a grandpa.
I am.
You're a superintendent.
I am.
I'm putting you on the spot. Okay. What's the greatest title? I might have missed some, but what's the greatest title of all those plus? You can add a couple more. Mm-hmm. What's the greatest title?
I think the greatest title for me is servant. In everything that I do, especially in my faith, is I serve. And so I think there's lots of ways to serve, but that's the reason I became an educator in the first place, is to serve. And so I would tell you that I am proud of all of the titles that I have, whether it is dad, son, father, grandfather, president, doctor, whatever that title may be. I try to be very humble, because you see too many people who forget that we are all the same. And you and I got dressed the same way, Emerson. We may be wearing different clothes today, mm-hmm. but I only put my pants on one leg at a time, and I'm guessing you do too. Now, there may be some people that are two pant leggers at a time, but you know, we all my mother still calls me Jeffrey,
mm-hmm.
and I
mm-hmm.
I think it's important to remain humble. And then I would also say that we also need to remember that grace is an amazing thing. We and I'm going to try to stay away from getting too political today, but we're living
in that's hard, ain't it?
It is.
That I mean, that's a whole new show, but that is hard.
We're living in a society right now where we have elected officials who have made it okay to name call, and we work very hard in our schools to say that name calling is not allowed. And name calling is not right, and we don't treat people that way.
Yeah.
But yet, we watch on TV every single day our elected officials calling people names, making up names, and just being mean. And in Indiana, we call that bullying.
Yeah.
But
guess the law.
It is, and for whatever reason. So, you know, I think I'm not perfect. I'm going to make a couple mistakes today. I know that I will. But to have the opportunity to have grace and to give grace, because we can all make mistakes, but we can get better from those. And so I think we're working right now and trying to counteract a culture that has developed in our country. And quite frankly, what I've seen is people are just downright mad. They're angry. Yeah. You know, they're just angry. And so they don't know maybe what they're angry at, but they know they're angry. And trying to give some grace and work through with those situations, I think is important.
That's huge. Good morning, Annette. Annette Johnson, Facebook. Kim Wells on Interior Health. Good morning on Facebook. We're here with Dr. Jeffrey Butts, Wayne Township Superintendent. Awesome man, awesome father, grandfather, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What's new for 2018 here for our students? I mean, could it be? I mean, the studio's been painted, but what's new for our kids?
You know, Emerson, that'd be the whole next show, and maybe the next month's worth of shows. There are so many things that are happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. There's a really exciting announcement with some grant dollars that we're going to be able to make next week. I can't make it right now, but it's going to serve our students across the district in a huge way. We have, of course, the solar farm that is coming online. That is going to it's going to take over the about 70% reduction in utility bills and energy consumption here at the Ben Davis campus of 1.2 million square foot. It's absolutely phenomenal. It's the largest solar farm on a public school site. We have over 7,200 solar panels that will go live, and really exciting opportunity for us on the west side, west edge of the campus for Ben Davis High School. Of course, you know, we have our propane buses, and we've shifted to LEDs. We have our second Energy Star rated building this year. All of those things reduce the amount of dollars that we're needing to spend on utilities and other things so that we can put more dollars into the classroom. Last year, we had more STEM certified schools in Wayne Township than any other district in Indiana. So great things happening there. We are continuing to move forward with our impact period and working with our Wayne Habits of Success. You know, those Wayne Habits of Success, Emerson, mirror directly what the Department of Workforce Development just came out with that was very important to the governor and to our manufacturers and our employers, the employability skills. Sometimes people call those soft skills, but the Department of Workforce Development calls them employability skills. Now, we've had Impact Period in our Wayne Habits of Success for a number of years, and our Wayne Habits of Success match directly with what those employability skills are. So what I would tell you is we focus a lot on the academics.
Yeah.
We make sure that our students have those foundational pieces with the core academics, but it's those employability skills that employers keep telling us that our students need. So working with those beginning in the elementary schools through the junior highs and then into high school, our students are well prepared to go out in the workforce and be successful.
If folks really understand something, and I don't, I mean, I used to be a knucklehead, I didn't understand it. You really can't. You yourself, we as individuals really can't reinvent the wheel. The wheel's been already made.
Right.
We can improve. But if we understand what you just talked about, how huge that is, and apply ourselves to it, you can, and that's my focus for the rest of the year, you can have a better life.
Absolutely. You know, there are a lot of people that are successful that may not have been the smartest in school. They may not have had the highest grades, but they know how to work. They know how to work with people. They know how to, through grit and determination and self-advocacy and all of those skills that we're working on, they know how to take what they have and to leverage that to be successful, to continue to provide opportunities. So, and I will tell you, I wasn't the valedictorian of my class. I was far from it. But what I've been able to do is to utilize those other skills, those employability skills that I have, and work with people and leverage the resources I have and know how to find information and, and know how to think broadly and systemically that has allowed me to be successful to the degree that I have.
Like I was talking earlier this week, and I was talking to Ashley and Zach of Iron Valley Barbell. We're going to be hearing a lot about them. But there was a quote on Twitter that Zach put out. And the quote goes like, how much of your life is being controlled by fear? Not working the job you want? Haven't made that conversation with the girl you like? And that's important to some people. Avoiding that hard conversation with you know who? And the fear is alive and well. Acknowledge it, confront it, and conquer it. And so many times that success is stymied, is stopped, is killed, if that's the word, is killed, by fear. And if our young people can understand, as you're going through high school, you're going to be challenges. And if you can stay with it and get through high school, and then get on to secondary education, life can be so much better. Because I know it's hard being a teenager. I know it's hard being a teenager because you got struggles at home. But when you got something here, happen here in Wayne Township, you can buy into the Wayne Township, buy into what Wayne is talking about. And if the parents can support their young people can buy into what's happening here at Ben Davis High School in Wayne Township. Guys, you just don't know. I mean, it can just make your life so much better. Yeah. And I appreciate a solar farm. Talking about saving money and you put the money where the teachers are at, because teachers are so important. Teachers, I said before, they should be the highest paid people in the whole world because they're raising. They're raising children. They're raising students.
Yeah, you know, having the perspective that we have is a great thing. But I can remember back when I was in high school, and it seemed like 4 years was going to be forever. And then when I went to college, it seemed like, oh, my gosh, I have to go 4 more years. Yeah. Emerson, that's as long as I've been superintendent. It feels like yesterday, right? High school and college together, 8 years or more, depending on whether you go on to get an advanced degree. And so I think, you know, speaking to our scholars in the high schools, that time is going to fly by, and it's going to be over before you know it. And doggone it, when you graduate, you've got about 40-plus years to work. Yeah. So don't be rushing into work. It's high school and college life is pretty good. But to that end,
it's so true.
Make sure you're following your passions and make sure that you're working towards a job that you're going to love, that you can go to each and every day. Because for 40 years, you're going to have to work each and every day. Wow. And if you do what you love, it's not really work.
And they're going to pay me to do this?
Right.
Like I always... And I'd like to shout out to Anthony Harrell, and I'll shout out to Michelle Davis-Drew out there on Facebook also. And for you young folks listening and the old folks listening also, tell your young people that are in Wayne Thompson School, take advantage of everything Wayne has to offer. Classes, clubs, programs. Because high school, like the 4 years, they're going to fly.
They'll be over before they know it.
If you didn't take advantage of that, you're going to like, my high school 4 years was just a drag. I didn't get nothing done. Say so. My producer?
I'm a junior now, and I can still remember when I walked in the freshman center. I was like, it's going to be so long. I don't know how I'm going to make it through. But now that I'm a junior, I'm taking radio. It's like, it's something I can look forward to every day. Mm-hmm. And time's going by so fast.
You're already halfway done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, we already had 1 week of school, which is just crazy to me.
Yeah, it's amazing. And this year will fly by. Before you know it, you'll be wrapping up the end of the 2019 school talk, and you'll be a senior.
You'll be a senior. And the one thing about radio, and we're almost out of time, but you're super tense. You can do it. What you want to do? But you're on radio live right now on the radio airways.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Live. It's going out there, 400 watts. You're also live on the internet. That's seen all over the world. Now, while you're sitting in high school, can you grasp that?
I mean,
grasp it.
I'm trying to. It's so mind-blowing, and it just, every time I think about it, yeah, it's beautiful.
It's so beautiful to have this experience in high school, Dr. Buss. And that's what I'm talking about. When the kids come through here and I see their faces and I explain to them, I want to be the next Shock Jock. I want to be the next Jay Johnson. I want to be the next Howard. Whatever you want to be, when you're on the air now.
That's right. And Yeah, it just like any other station around, and this is such a great learning opportunity. It's one of the things that I love about Wayne Township and Area 31 is programs like WBDG, programs like BDTV, and all the other 40-some programs that we have at Area 31, not to mention the programs that we have in our comprehensive high schools. It's just absolutely amazing. And so to your point, Emerson, whatever you want to do, whatever you aspire to be, there is that opportunity. There is that pathway here at Ben Davis High School and Ben Davis University High School and Achieve. And so Wayne Township offers every single student the great opportunity to pursue their pathway, to pursue their passions and aspirations and turn those into realities.
Like, shout out to a teacher. She's on the on Facebook. Miss Walden, how you doing? She's out there. So she's teaching. I forgot where she's teaching. She probably can tell me in a minute. Where she's teaching at, Whitney Walden. She's an awesome teacher, and I want to say it's Illinois, but I'm probably wrong. But she's an educator, and she listens to the show. And no question for you, Dr. Thompson. But one day I'm gonna have questions from Facebook from you, because of what you do is so important, and you gotta love what you do as a teacher. You gotta love kids first. That's all I can say. You know, you don't love kids, get out of the building. That's just me talking.
Yeah. Well, and Emerson, I'd be remiss if I didn't share that something has happened over the last couple of years. The MSD of Wayne Township is now the most diverse school district in the state of Indiana.
Wow.
And that's an important thing when you talk about what we're doing in our society, how we're living and who we're living with and how to help our young people. That's as important in what we do in Wayne Township as what's happening inside of our classrooms. When we are able to work with people who come from different backgrounds, who look different than we do, who believe different things than we do, it allows us to be able to work with them and to really grow. And so just this last year, and I know we're getting ready to wrap up, but I wanted to share that we were 34% African American, 28% Hispanic, 31% white, and that number continues to be almost a third with our three largest populations is absolutely incredible, and we celebrate that diversity. We went this year, which is pretty incredible, when you talk about immigration, and that's been a big topic in our country, in 1 year. So the 2016-17 school year, we had 64 students who were immigrants. Last year, 729 students were immigrants. So from 64 to 729 in 1 year has been a great opportunity for us. And so we celebrate that. We are thrilled to death to have the diversity in our township, and we think that's one of the things that makes us a stronger district.
Yeah, it does make you stronger. Steve, you want to add something?
Yeah.
My producer. And
I know last year it was my first time in the actual high school, and I got to meet some of the foreign exchange students, and that was like one of the best opportunities I had because I got to learn from different cultures and different countries and how they view United States or just like school in general here differently and how it differs from their country or state to here, to Indianapolis and to the whole United States.
And to have that opportunity, Caesar, when you leave Wayne Township, or if you don't leave Wayne Township, but as you go about your life and you get to understand, and you'll be, it won't seem like anything's unique when you go and talk to somebody different,
there you
right?
go.
Yeah.
But we have students in some communities around the Midwest and Indiana that they don't get to experience that in high school. And so when they go to a university, when they go to some place where there is a great deal of diversity, it's a shock because they haven't had that rich experience during their younger lifetime. And so I'm just thrilled to death that our students get that opportunity to interact with each other and interact with students that have different backgrounds.
That is so huge. Dr. Butts, I tell you, we could have an hour show when it comes to talking about Wayne Township and the opportunities for our young people and our adults.
Yes.
Here, not just Wayne Township, but here in Marion County,
in
Indiana.
That's right.
So, you know, you already know the big windows right there. You invite it all the time. You don't need an invite. You can say, Emerson, I'm rushing the show. Come on down. So,
I don't want to get away today without reminding people that tomorrow here at Ben Davis High School, 8 a.m., we have the Flapjacks 5K. It's Indy Gateway, which is a Westside Economic Community Development Corporation. It'll be here on the Ben Davis High School campus to raise some money for a great organization, the B&O Trails Association, to increase quality of life here on the Westside outside of Indianapolis. So come on out. You can register at the event itself. It'll be over at the Fieldhouse, 8 a.m. It's a great 5K run or walk, depending on what shape you're in. But it's a great opportunity. So
that's a good one.
And at the end of the race, you get pancakes. So
I'll be walking. I need to do sit-ups or crunches or something or planks.
Yeah.
Planks are flat like pancakes. Hey, I can do some planks on top of some flapjacks. Yeah.
I will also mention that the pancakes are cooked graciously by our Wayne Township firefighters, and so we thank them for their help.
Yeah, so that means we know they're safe. They put their love into it. Thank you very much, Dr. Butts.
Emerson, always my pleasure.
Always a pleasure, folks. Folks, you hear our first show of this new season, new producer, Caesar, and everything. Great superintendent. We're gonna close it out. It's to the parents, and to the teachers. Our students have so much. Push that magic. Push my. I want to close. Yeah, I want to close. I don't want to close. I want to keep talking. But to the parents and to our teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be invested in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And just remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Hey, young man, be a man. Pull up your pants.
Pull them up.
I still can't stand second. Dr. Butts, they still fighting.
I know.
Why?
Become a hip surgeon. Become a hip surgeon.
It don't make no sense. Pull your pants up. Pull them up. Give me a connection. Man, I tell you. Anyways, the views expressed on that same views of me with you, Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School. They're my views of my guest. But guess what? We'll be back next week with a new topic. My new producer, Mr. Easter's in the house. We're going to have some fun this year. We're going to have a better year. I want you to get better this year. We got to get better, healthier, stronger, so we can live and enjoy life. Dr. Butts, keep doing the good work. That's it. See you next week on Girl Talk.
We're out.
How out? Facebook. Be safe out there and take your kids to school.
Pull up your pants.
Pull up your pants. Don't let them be late for school.